Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Metal cough.
Hey, hey.
It is bag alert, major bag alert, mailbag time. It's very easy to get in the mailbag, John. You go to iTunes, you leave us a review, 5 stars, in that review, leave a question, and you tell us to drink a bar. We love shouting places out all over the world, wherever you are. Where do you like to go? Where would we stroll in and find you? You put that in the review, and in the mailbag question gets read on the mailbag, which is this.
We also throw up question ability on Facebook.com, so go check that out. Hey, Middlecoff, we got a little Facebook page. Go do that as well. Very easy to do. Recommend it.
Yep, and it's in. If you're listening to the podcast, it's in the link. If you're watching the YouTube, the Facebook page is also in the link. And if you're watching the YouTube, like the video. If you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube. If you're watching the YouTube, check out the pod. The ham ecosystem. And maybe the LinkedIn one day soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we dive in?
Let's dive in.
All right, John, here we go. And let's start with this question from Luis on iTunes. Awesome podcast. A fun bar in Binghamton, New York, is the Colonial. Good wings, good burgers, and good staff. Oh, okay. The restaurant's called the Colonial. Got it. I thought it was called Good Wings, Good Burgers, and Good Staff.
Me too.
Okay, here's his question. With the Rams sacrificing so much draft capital on a couple players, what's the future looking like for them? Since Stafford is a 3-4 year rental and the other guys are on a similar timeline, aside from Aaron Donald. I feel like it's going to be a significant peak, then a sharp drop off. I'm really curious to see how McVay deals with it. Well, I mean, I would say this first. If your quarterback is a 3-4 year guy, I guess that's not a long-term solution, but that's more than a rental in my mind. Like a 3-4 year peak is worth, like if you could have a 3-4 year stretch where you're a Super Bowl contender, then it's worth losing out on draft capital. So that's the first thing.
That'll feel like a long time. And I don't know if we can put a date on his trajectory, can we? I mean, the way quarterbacks play longer, he's not 38 years old. I think he's 33. He turns 33 this year. He's really younger than you think because he came into the league so young. Even though he's been in the league, he got drafted, I think, in 2009, he is not 37 years old. So in their mind, I think they plan on signing him to a contract extension if this goes well. Like, they're probably looking at this 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And like you said, it just does not matter if you win. And they haven't drafted in forever, and it hasn't mattered. Now, this could be it, but...
Yeah, turn 33 in February, Matt Stafford.
So they get his 33 season, they get his 34th season, they get his 35 season, they get his 36 season. If they get his 37 season, they get 5 years before he even gets to 38. I mean, Drew Brees kind of fell off a cliff at like 41. I think it's realistic to think you could get 6-7 years out of Stafford. Right? You think that's fair?
Yeah. The question is, in year 6, year 7, can he still carry you? If not, then your team maybe needs to be a little better around him, right? But yeah, I think at this point, you look at quarterbacks, you look at them like, yeah, can he play till he's 38, 39, which is much longer than 3 years. I'm with you. They're going to pay him again.
I think in the NFL, too,
just the way the sport is set up, are you really worried about, like, if you and I were running a team, are we that consumed with, like, 2023 or 4 right now?
No, because I think, you know, a lot of times, we see it with football all the time. You're like, this team is stuck. They have no moves. They're backed into a corner. They're a great example. Wait, where does all their money come from? I think we've talked about it for years with the Niners. How are you going to pay Bosa? Well, if Nick Bosa has, like, 16 sacks this year or something, they'll find a way to pay Nick Bosa, right?
Pretty easily. They'll give him a, they'll just cut him a check.
Cap keeps
sign
going
him a contract.
Yeah. So I think their window's pretty big. But the other, you know, to Luis's point, you do for your window to be big, even if you got Aaron Donald who's 30 and you 2-2 and you know, you're still adding, you do have to kind of reinvent you not reinvent yourself, but you do have to kind of Jalen Ramsey reload on the go. But John, this is where having an elite coach is such a big factor too.
I feel like Tutu's a lock to have at least one moment on Red Zone that's like, oh my God. And everyone will text each other. You just see what Tutu at, like, it'll be like a 70 yard ball in the air, Tutu going 90 miles an hour. I mean, he weighs 130 pounds, so it's all speed.
It's not going to be yak. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he ain't going to be running like slant routes to break a tackle for first downs.
Next up, John, this is from Uplift on iTunes. Excited about Pac-12 football. Who's your choice to win the Pac-12 North, and why is it Oregon? Well, I think the poll's going to come out leading the witness. Who do you like, and why do you like Oregon?
Do you get a vote?
I do get a vote, and I do like Oregon.
How long have you had a vote?
Well, I've had a vote for many years. I have not really voted all that much.
You get to vote on, like, first team all-conference and MVP and stuff like that, Coach of the Year?
Yep. Coach of the Year, I don't know that I vote on Coach of the Year.
You abstain? Is that the word?
Yeah, it's just a lot of effort. I like to just say what I think and not have to, like, click all the boxes.
Gotcha.
Plus, if I'm wrong, I like saying, look at the media. The media picked you guys third. Yeah. But I do, like, I think my pick is Utah to win the South. But we'll see. The poll's going to come out, I think, next Monday or Tuesday. I think it'll be SC that gets picked, maybe ASU. But Oregon's going to be, I bet Cal gets a couple of votes.
Do you feel if you're going to call the games, you don't want to have, like, I wanted this team to win? Is that part
of it? Historically, there's always been some of that for me, like the Herb Street, I'm not going to pick. But then it just became like, I don't want to do all the clicking. I just like to say what I think.
How much clicking is there?
I don't know. There's enough. You got to sit down and you got to sign in. There's always a password associated with it. I hate passwords.
Gotcha. I've always just wanted to vote in something, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Could you see if I can get votes?
Yeah, I get you.
I watch all their games.
At minimum, you could vote through me. You want to vote for defensive special teams player of the week?
Yeah, I mean, you get to do stuff like that, player of the week? I mean,
John, the way it works is they just give you like three names and they tell you like, this is what this guy did this week. And then you're just like, oh, I'll pick him. And it's like, you know.
I would, if we talk to George hopefully soon, could we also get like worst player of the week? You know,
you mean like Twitter's going to have dislikes maybe?
Yeah, like coach who blew it of the week.
Yeah, worst call of the week. I like that.
I like stuff like that. I'd thrive on stuff like that. Like anyone can
most
pick,
combative
like,
press conference of the week.
The Oregon State running back had 7 touchdowns. Player of the week. My mom going to pick that guy.
Right. Yep. Goat of the week. We could do that on the show.
So who's you're going Utah and Oregon?
Yeah, so in the North, I think it's Oregon. I, you know, the schedule always is a factor. There are some
They play Ohio State this year?
They play at Ohio State this year, week 2, September 11th.
How about the Fighting Trey Lances and Carson Wentz? They reschedule that game?
That game, maybe they rescheduled it, but it's not. This game was originally on the schedule, Ohio State-Oregon this year. It's
the
not
back-to-back.
Back.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're stacked on defense. Offensive line should be good. They have a quote-unquote quarterback battle, but it's going to be this guy, Anthony Brown, who took Tyler Shuck's snaps in the bowl game last year. He transferred in from Boston College. It's not, you know, they've got a couple blue chip quarterbacks on the roster, but he's not one of them. I mean, he's a, you know, extra year of eligibility transfer who historically was not a great passer at Boston College. However, Joe Moorhead's their offensive coordinator. You know, Boston College is not really a dynamic offense, so people think he can be a little better. The question is, like, can he be good enough if you're down a touchdown in the fourth quarter at Ohio State? Can he be that guy? You know, that's not what his history says. So, but that said, they have the fewest questions of anybody in the North, Oregon.
Do we get Washington, Michigan? You know how that is that a home and home too?
Well, yeah. Last year was supposed to be the home game for UW. UW's going to play at Michigan this year.
So Oregon goes to Ohio State and Washington goes to Michigan early September? And I know I have friends that Big Cal guys, I'm not saying this team's on their level, but like Cal plays TCU, I think, week two.
On the
That's
road.
A pretty big game.
Yep. The Michigan, so it's all the same day. Ohio State, Oregon, TCU, Cal, Michigan, Washington are on the same day. And Colorado A&M. And Stanford, USC.
That's a pretty good day of football.
Hell of a day.
I know this, watching some SEC media day and just watching recruiting. I think Colorado could be in for – I think people think Texas A&M is pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty stacked.
Yeah.
But Oregon, like, that could be a moment where
– Could be.
Ohio State's got a lot of turnover, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they always do, but you get they're there to be got.
Rather play them this year than last.
Hell yeah.
Now you'd rather play them at home, but yeah.
What about my Cal bet last year that I pushed back to this year?
Like I said –
you get them 7-8-1 to win the North?
I think some people are going to pick them to win the North. And you would say, as solid as Oregon is, they're not completely flawless. They just have less flaws. And I think Cal's schedule is more favorable than, like, Stanford, because Cal misses ASU and Utah in the South, whereas Stanford misses Arizona and CU. Oregon misses ASU and USC. Cal only plays four home games. You know, half the teams in each division play five, half of them play four, because it's a nine-game league schedule. So, but... You know, I mean, Cal's non-conference is Nevada at TCU, Sac State. And Nevada was just, I think Nevada was just picked to win the Mountain West, and Sac State was pretty good last year. I mean, you should beat them, but. So if they're 3-0, it won't be like a cupcake schedule. And then they'll go to UW week four. So it could set up sneaky good game. Look at us, deep dive in the football schedule.
I saw the preseason rankings for the Mountain West. I didn't like where the dogs, they were way down.
Well, because San Jose State returns a bunch of people and Nevada returns a bunch of people, and they were both better than Fresno State last year.
And Boise's always going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Boise's in the other division, though, I think. Right?
But they just listed the conference.
Gotcha.
You know, and I think Fresno State was like sixth.
I think they were
third
or fourth in their division. I thought third.
I wouldn't, Brent Brennan, you know, we get him in the Pac-12.
Oh, yeah. Our boy, Brent Brennan. Next up, this is from Jay Shelby. Full name on the internet. Attaboy Jay. He says, Guy and John, if you could be the best athlete or player in any sport, which sport would you choose and why? It can be based on whatever metric you want. Fame, fortune, success, individual versus team, injury risk, etc. For example, football is my favorite, but if I want to be the best athlete, I choose golf. Easier to control wins in individual sport, lower injury risk, longer playing career, earn a boatload of money on endorsements and winning tournaments, although the best football, basketball, and soccer players in the world make a lot of money too. Thoughts? Promo code HAM. That's Jay Shelby on iTunes.
Yeah, the problem with golf, it's probably a little different now because guys, I don't know, it's just so individualized. And I guess tennis would probably be the same. You're just kind of by yourself a lot. Right. I mean, the one thing that, like, watching, I finished season 3 of F1. I was like, I just need something to watch. I realized I was like, episode 7. You do get to kind of share it with your group. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a team element, how excited they are with the group after they win, or, you know, a podium, as they call it. Like in golf, like tennis, when Djokovic won Wimbledon, he was so fired up to get to his team. Right, because it's like those three guys in that little box.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And he sprinted to them. There is something pretty special about like what Tom has with like Gronk and Edelman and Matt Slater, or Montana and Young have with Brent Jones, and just I think baseball and basketball have that too, right? Unless your teammates were Scottie Pippen and he just hated you, but like I with Clay, Draymond, there is something pretty special in team sports, because if you are going to be the best athlete, you're going to make an astronomical amount. Like, money is going to be, whether you're Lewis Hamilton, Tiger Woods, LeBron, like, the money's outrageous. I just think, you know, do you want to share it by yourself? Because, like, I heard Pat Perez on this interview, and he's like, you know, Tiger's really changed a lot. And this guy, he grew up with Tiger. He's like, you know, in his heyday, that motherfucker showed up. And he's like, I've known him since I was, like, 10. Showed up, practiced hard, dominated, and left. No one hung out with him or talked with him. So when you see him, like, eating dinner with Rory and having Ricky over, like, that ain't the guy that was winning 15 majors. He's a different human being.
Yeah.
So it's like, that was not, where in football, you know, John Elway got to be close friends with people as they were kicking ass, right? Or Montana, or what? Like, what was the stories like Montana and what was it? Who passed? Who had the catch? Why am I Dwight blanking Clark. On the name? Yeah, like how close they were. Yeah. Like, you know, in the offensive lineman, like, there's something special about football that's like almost like high school or something yeah. still. Where I don't think golf, tennis, they don't really are like that, are they?
No, no. Now, you do get a long career, but do I need a 35-year career? I mean, if I'm playing professional sports, I could go with 20. I would choose basketball because I think it's the perfect mix of what you're talking about. I would want the team. I would want those relationships. But it's not 162 games. But it's not as physical as football, not as potentially damaging to my body. And the schedule's great. It's like 3 games a week, so I don't have to practice as hard as much as football players do. But it's not a game every day like baseball. You road trip, you hang out, but you also get long home stands. And I think it's the thing that translates post-career. Like, you can just have a hoop in your house, you know, and still continue to shoot around. Like, if you got a shooting skill, you can shoot. I remember seeing Bob McAdoo. The Warriors were playing whatever staff. Maybe he was on the Heat staff. Pre-game, he was having a shooting competition with one of the players on the team. Bob McAdoo was like, I don't know, look it up, 70?
Yeah.
And he was kicking his ass. And the game was like, the ball couldn't hit the rim. So you didn't get points if the ball hit the rim. It had to be nothing but a swish. Bob McAdoo, I mean, kicking.
How wet was his jig?
I mean, now it was not a 30-footer, right? Yeah. Bob McAdoo's 69 years old. But the J was wet. So I've always thought, John, if I had to own one professional sports team, it'd be basketball. Now, again, you'd make more money doing football, but football owners always wearing a suit. You're way up in the booth. And basketball, you got access to the gym. Like, to me, the number one thing, you sit on the floor, you're just fucking having a blast wearing sneakers.
When's the last time you've seen Mark Cuban in a suit?
Oh. And you have access to the arena. You can play pickup hoops in the arena whenever you want.
Well, I know Cuban does warm-ups like 4 hours before the game. Sometimes he'll just shoot.
So, yeah. To me, for that question, I mean, baseball is my first love. I love football. But I think it'd be basketball just based on, like, the sport is just so easy to – it's got the right mix.
Listen, I don't know anything really –
I'd have to keep up on, like, the back waxing, though, and the tanning.
Yeah, I don't know anything really about the sport besides watching the Netflix series. It does seem pretty sweet to be a star driver. I mean, just internationally, again, I can't relate to it, but it's clear, like, it's a pretty big deal to a lot of people. Because I was thinking about soccer would have to be up there too, but, like, once you become Ronaldo or Messi, even though they're on a team, it's almost like they're an individual entity, right? I mean, they're kind of treated like that financially. I don't really feel like I see that. Again, I could be speaking out of turn, like Messi hanging with the boys, but I could be wrong on that one. But that wouldn't suck, right? I mean, if you can be a peak soccer player, you make the most money. I mean, Messi took a pay cut. He makes 84 now on the field. And you get to dominate because you do – like, if you are Messi or Ronaldo, you do get to control a lot. Like, it's hard for Messi's team to suck because he gets to dominate, right?
Yeah.
Because that is the pushback. Like, if you are Djokovic or Tiger or Phil, you do get to control a lot. You know, even if you're John Elway had bad seasons if they did a poor job. His coach sucks, right? You can, Aaron Rodgers misses the playoffs that last year, McCarthy. Like, things are somewhat out of your control. You do get to control way more in the NBA. That's a great question.
It's a great question. If you could pick.
I think golf underrated, while it feels easier, is very, very
lonely. The
practice
time, John, is just exhausting. And soccer, you know, personal choice, a lot of running. Basketball, too, but shorter area.
You get to stand there if you're like the Messi and just wait till they kick it up to you, though.
That's true. Just muggy, you know, outside.
Yeah.
Basketball, air conditioned.
Swimming?
Swimming? It's so much work.
Yeah, no, swimming sucks.
It's a great lifetime skill if you're a good swimmer, but.
Yeah.
All right. Great question there from Jay Shelby. If you could be one athlete in any sport. Did you choose one?
I don't really have an answer. Yeah, I mean, I don't. I honestly watch it. I think Lewis has got a pretty good thing going.
It's just
and
so
I think
dangerous.
A lot of America, but that's part of it. Like, can you imagine the
if you were the guy? Did you see the Max Verstappen crash last week?
Yeah, but I heard someone say that it was kind of hypocrite. I've heard that it's kind of hypocritical because Max is a pretty edgy driver too. Like, he's always pushing the envelope when he's on the opposite side. So Lewis is like, screw you. Oh, yeah. You're always pushing the envelope.
I'm just saying the crash was 51 G-forces. Like, they say most people just completely pass out at that. Like,
well, that, but that's why you got all that gear stuff
and
on.
You know, you do the neck strengthening.
Yeah.
Okay, John, before we go any further, let's tell the people about our friends at wineaccess.com/ham. Wineaccess.com/ham. Get you 20% off the world's best wine. So many good options there. We've told you about several of them. I'm partial to the one that we had the other day when we were doing the Trey Lance, the Radiant Pinot from NDA Shrouded Sonoma Superstar Vineyard. That's a $30 bottle. I know you. I haven't popped my Domenico Pinot, but I know you love it. That's a $30 bottle. You can get cheaper bottles than that. Obviously, you can get the high-end $300 bottles too. But whatever you pick, you get 20% off your first order.
Bombski. Yep. Whatever you want. $20 bottles, $200 bottles, just go to wineaccess.com/ham, 20% off your first order. I'm a Pinot guy. Haberman's a Pinot guy. But also, I drink other stuff if it was good as well. So anything, I know everyone has their own preferences. Your significant other, your wife, your girlfriend, you know, every girl I've ever been around loves wine. They have specific stuff. They have it all. Just check it out. The website, wineaccess.com/ham, is very easy to operate, right? You can go by region. You can go by
type,
you know, white wines, red wines, price points. Yeah, it's we recommend it. Wineaccess.com/ham, 20% off. Do it.
They try 20,000 bottles a year. Only one of 18 makes it. And even then, even though it's the elite of the elite, even then they have a satisfaction guarantee. If for some reason you don't like the bottle you got, they'll replace it. They'll give you something else. Give you something else. I mean, it's incredible. It really is fantastic.
Wineaccess.com/ham.
Next up, this is from Facebook. This is from Blake Latham. Blake Latham on Facebook. Shouting out the Starboard in Dewey Beach, Delaware. Famous spot well known in the tri-state area, known for their orange crush drink. It slaps, as the young kids say. It's Smirnoff orange vodka, triple sec Sprite, and fresh squeezed orange on top. Did you see, by the way, when he ordered 50?
We have to give that owner his flowers.
Give him his flowers. Did you see the drink that Giannis ordered when he ordered the 50 nuggets?
Sweet tea?
No, I think he ordered like Sprite and I don't think it was orange juice. It was Sprite and something else mixed, but it was no ice was his order.
Yeah, I couldn't. Well, sometimes it's cold out of
time. I used to always order Orange Crush or whatever, the orange soda, no ice because I wanted more liquid. All right.
When he went chicken nuggets, does he mean the grilled ones or is he getting the fried ones?
I mean, it's got to be fried, right? Who would order 50?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Question from Blake's question. My question for the pod is, if things keep up as long as they've been with Gruden and the Raiders, how long do you think Mark Davis will let it go before firing him? Or is he finishing his contract regardless of anything? Also, I've always hated the Derek Carr slander. He does everything in spite of the Raiders' dysfunction, dismal franchise, all the head coaches, the coordinators, plus always having one of the league's worst defenses, plus besides Mac's MVP year. Put Carr in a good franchise, and he's leading them to the playoffs every year, I think. Even with the Raiders, he continually has game-winning drives. Anyways, that's my Raider rant. Keep up the good work. As a California transplant living in Delaware, you guys are my go-to for Raiders talk and West Coast chat. That is Blake, who submitted this mailbag question on Facebook.
Delaware Hens.
Delaware Hens. Good knowledge. So, Joe Flacco. So, what do you think?
Nagy to Veach.
Oh. What do you think? Is there anything that could make Mark Davis fire John Gruden, or is he finishing his contract regardless?
I'd say a lot of guys don't finish their contract. He's either going to get extended or he'll quit, I think, / fired. Like, to me, those are only two options, and right now we know where it's trending. Like, just a divorce. Now, I can't – I think it's impossible to speculate on a divorce, but I'm not trying to give Gruden the benefit of the doubt as some, like, high-character guy, but I could see if it doesn't work out. Like, I don't think he – again, I hate trying to act like he would – maybe he wouldn't, but just, like, an amicable split – just if it just doesn't work. Like, how long is he going to go without making the playoffs? Is he going to coach 6 years and miss all 6 years? Like, that'd be pretty nuts.
And I don't think he'd coach on the last year.
I've said for a while, guy, if he misses this year, they're four in. I think this year's pretty big.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see a firing at all. I could see what you're talking about, though. It's just not going well. You're not going to extend him, but he's not going to coach on the last year of a deal. Year 10, 0 for 9 playoffs or something like that?
Yeah, I don't see it. To me, would they get? To me, it's like by year 6, like year 6 ends, they haven't made the playoffs. Here's like $15 million. Let's go our separate ways. We'll say you quit. Yeah, I don't know.
$15 million. Is he passing on $40 million? Would they offer
that? Is he
going
to pay him $40 to go away? Is he going to pay him $40? Would Gruden just say, hey, listen, let me out of my contract. I'll just quit. Because he knows he'd go right back to Monday Night Football. I don't know. That's probably 2020. This year's big, bro. I mean, if this year just looks like the last 3 years, I don't know why we'd ever think it's going any other way, because the one thing they've had a lot of times was like, he just hasn't found his quarterback. Like, he's had a quarterback that's functioning at a relatively high level. Like, his issue is all the other shit. He's going on his other defensive coordinator. He's had multiple GMs. It's like, Jesus.
Remember what he said? Bigger playoffs. Remember what he said? If I fail, I'm not taking the money.
That's what I'm not, I don't know the guy. I don't think it's that inconceivable that, like, they get to, like, year 6 or 7 and there's a, just like, hey, just let me out. I'll just go.
I agree.
And let you guys start fresh.
I agree, but I don't think Mark Davis is firing him if he wants to stay.
I would say the unique curveball in this whole thing is the pressure that the casinos and the money people that Mark's in bed with kind of acting like, you know, not they don't own a piece of the team, but they're very influential.
Yeah.
That, you know, would they want, like, go get, but then if Gruden goes somewhere, could they even land? Like, are they just landing like a Lincoln Riley or whatever? You know,
you've heard Mark Davis, John. The quote I read you the other day when he was talking about Mark Bedain. And so maybe it's similar. I don't know what their relationship was. Did somebody else force Mark Bedain out? Did Mark Bedain just really want to walk away? But in the quote to the Las Vegas newspaper, Mark was talking a lot about friends that he's had over the years that were coaches or players that got traded away or fired or whatever the case was. All those things happened when Mark was not in charge, right? Like, Al Davis was firing or trading Mark's friends. Some of them.
Al didn't consider them friends.
No.
Right?
But Mark, loyalty is like a major thing to Mark. And of all the people over the years, I think he viewed John Gruden very close. I would take a lot, I think, for Mark to do that. They have failed, but they've not been, you know, 2-14 either.
Because I think hiring Gruden was easy for him. I don't think it was easy for him the way he had to, like, kind of this fire Jack Del Rio, given what Jack had just helped him bring some credibility to his ownership.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and I have always said this, and people think we, like, hate. I actually think Mark is one of the more, I haven't talked to most owners, but just knowing people that have, they think they're weirdos, because obviously they just worth billions. They don't relate to most humans. Mark is very easy to have a conversation
with. We've done it.
Yeah.
On
the rankings of just easy to have a conversation with, Mark's got to be near the top of the list.
Yeah, for just the average person to have a conversation.
Just the average human being. Like, that's listening. Wouldn't you say that's probably what makes Jerry unique, is Jerry could have a conversation with everyone. Most owners, like John Mara and some of the Rooney, you know, some of these people might, like, it's hard for Jeffrey Lurie.
Yeah. Cronky avoids attention.
Yeah, hates it.
Next up, this one came from a YouTube stream, John. Thursday's YouTube stream. This is from Daniel. It says, the NBA draft is a week away. Why do you think it's not covered like the NFL draft? Well, I mean, first and foremost, the NFL is the biggest thing going. But I think even if you said they're all the same in terms of, let's say they all were making the same amount of money across the board, the NFL has a lot of advantages. You and I talk about this. We've talked about this for years. And I've said some of the basic built-in advantages for the NFL are that their games, there's a finite number of games. So you have to watch the games because there's not a lot of them. They're always on at the same time and the same day. It's built into American culture. When is football? And it's not just NFL football. It's also college football, Saturdays. And because NFL players are required to play 3 years of college football, the NFL draft has stars in it that everybody knows. The NBA draft does not have stars in it. It has usually two or three players total that are mainstream basketball names. And even that, some years, is a stretch, right? Cade Cunningham, is that a mainstream basketball name if you don't follow college basketball all that closely? No. Now, in a year, Zion, yeah, superstar. Zion, sweet. But the NFL has multiple Zions every year coming into the sport.
at several positions. It's like, not just obviously quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're the college football teams are so big. They're stars, national stars, and then they're regional stars. They're West Coast. Like, a lot of people had not, maybe not all the college football fans had seen Justin Herbert, but like a third of the country had seen a lot of Justin Herbert coming into the draft. Right? You talk to a Pac-12 or a West Coast fan, they'd seen Justin Herbert. So, and he was there for 4 years. So on the most basic level, just in terms of the workforce entering the NFL, they have built-in stars coming into the sport in a way that nobody else
does. This year's a great example. A guy that may turn out to be the best player in this draft and become a star, Jalen Green from Fresno, did not play a minute of college basketball. He played, you know, on the G League team. And clearly that's
G League elite.
You might have seen there was some story today about some more kids. It's clearly trending. It's going to trend and trend more that way, right? This guy like signed some I don't even know. I couldn't even follow it.
Mikey or Mickey, I'm not sure how you say his name, but he's like class of 2023 or 2024. He signed with a marketing company, XL Marketing. He says he's going to college, last I heard, but yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, for maybe that was for the NIL. Yeah, NIL. Honestly, maybe NIL.
It does.
Makes it better for basketball players to come.
Yep.
So that actually might
help by that.
I don't know if it truly changes college football that much, but it definitely helps college basketball. That actually could help.
Absolutely.
Because if you can get a college basketball player just to maybe stay 2 years and make $500,000 a year, right? Because that's what Jalen Green got, $500,000.
You can get more exposure playing at Duke than you will in the G League.
Michigan State, wherever, right?
UCLA.
Now, I think the G League would say, not to the people that matter, just for marketing purposes.
Well, yeah, but NIL is based on marketing. So is my NIL money going to outweigh my G League salary?
No, what I meant exposure. Like, you can get, like, Jalen Green got all the exposure he needed with the GMs. Just the fans don't know.
For sure. But he did it. The question is, can he make more money in G League salary than he can in marketing money playing at UCLA or Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky?
Yeah. If Jalen Green, instead of going to the G League this year, they gave him $500,000, had gone to Texas or Ohio State, he could have got $500,000 NIL. No. Give or take. You see Saban said Bryce Love's already got seven figures?
I did see that.
You see Lane Kiffin, they asked him, he's like...
Yeah.
Could that be like 500 he rounded up?
Tuscaloosa Mercedes is giving him $500,000. Who owns Tuscaloosa Mercedes? And John, our final question here comes from Facebook. This is from Drew. Hey dudes, which athlete caused you to have the biggest change of opinion about them for better or worse after seeing them perform live? Thanks and keep up the good work. Well, that's a great one. I mean, as a scout, you probably had this happen. Times where you watch a guy in film and then maybe you saw him in person and went one way or the other. I don't know, but it doesn't have to be a scouting player. Anybody come to mind immediately?
James Harden experience.
God, I was going to say that.
I don't like the player, but I fully acknowledge he's one of the most remarkable talents of any sport I've ever witnessed live with my
own
eyes.
Was that the 2016 playoffs?
Yeah, it was when they got Dwight Howard. I mean, it was just... And he clearly got better since. Like, I've never disputed his remarkable ability. The NBA is much more eye-opening. I've been to a lot of it. So have you, NFL games, college. When you're at an NBA game... It's just, because you can go to a football game, like we were at the pick of the stick or whatever. Like Bowman did that. You and I were standing on the field. Like, you never get to stand on the field, whether you're in the media, whether you work for the team. Like, I have never been that close for a play in my entire life, beside Fresno State. But it's like, I see, like, I watched Navarro's whole career. Like, he fucked the people every week. Like, it was sweet, but it's like, sweet players in the NFL are kind of sweet. When you get in the NFL... the NBA, it is like, and maybe it's just because we all can kind of play basketball. Like, even if you play high school football, once you get like 40, you hadn't played football in forever. I don't know. There's nothing like the NBA, I think.
Yeah, I remember that Rockets Warriors series. You and I went to a lot of those games over the years. And I remember we were sitting together, and it felt like James Harden was absolutely unstoppable multiple times. And I always say that about him. Is he the greatest? I was talking to somebody a while back, like, who's the greatest player you ever saw? I don't think Harden is, but I mean Steph made you feel that way, KD. I just remember watching James going, I don't think there's anyone like him. And this year I went to a Nets Warrior game and it was the same deal. I walked away from that game thinking they're going to win the championship. Harden was the most arrogant passer I'd ever seen as a compliment. Steph does some crazy shit where you're like, Steph, what are you throwing that? And it works. James was throwing these passes. He just made it look so easy. And I think you don't, when you see him in person, his size is probably a little surprising. He's so big and he plays the way he plays. He's an elite passer, which he probably doesn't get enough credit for. But that was one that surprised me. I'd say I remember going to, I mean, I already thought a lot of Vince Carter, but I remember pregame, same deal. Like you're saying, you go to basketball and you watch guys warm up. And part of Vince's warm-up was taking jump shots, no exaggeration here, from half court, jumpers from half court. Just jumpers. They just looked like regular jumpers, jumpers from half court. It was not him doing like fucking around shots. It was jumpers from half court, and he was swishing them. I was just like, these are things you don't know people can do. You think maybe, I don't know. But that one was incredible.
Von Miller, J.J. Watt, I mean, doing the Raiders when I was going to all the Raider games for a couple years, seeing a lot of those Bronco teams, but just Peyton, Vaughn, like the elite players on that team, yeah. It was pretty, like, holy moly. Jamal Charles, you just see great, but those are like great performances for great players. Fresno State, when I was on the sideline, back-to-back years, seeing Kellen Moore and Colin Kaepernick, like, and granted, at the time, Boise was like in the conversation, like, should they get a seat at the dance? I'm watching them thinking like, listen, he's small. He doesn't have a great arm. This guy is fucking incredible. Like, it's like, this is insane. And then you'd see it, and then you just, because when you live in the Fresno State Mountain West WAC ecosystem, you kept such a close eye on Boise, you experience it, and you're like, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. And then he would do it every week. You're like, I'm telling you. I remember going to the NFL, I'm like, listen, you guys can blow Georgia and all these teams. Boys can hang. Like that core group of guys.
And they had pros.
Remarkable. It was remarkable how good Kellen Moore was. I will, to my death, hopefully I meet him one day, I will tell him, listen, I know you didn't have really last long in the NFL. I think he got hurt, but he wouldn't have. You were a remarkable college player. Yeah. Remarkable.
One of the greatest ever.
You could have hung. Your teams could have hung with anyone in the country.
They could have.
And Kaepernick, how fast he was in person, and he was like this in the NFL, but in college it was
it's unstoppable.
Yeah, it was unstoppable.
It was misdirection, too. The whole thing was just, it was so new.
I know, it caused Pat Hill to throw shit at our defensive line coach the next day after, because they ran for like 700 yards.
Yeah.
They had three guys, remember? Well, they had three guys that ran for 1,000, and they were like the first in college. But that individual game, I'll never forget, like being in the third quarter, and the way the Fresno State scoreboard and looking up, and their rushing yards through, I swear to God, it was like 25 minutes of the game, was already at like 350. And it was like, what are you?
There's no
He's
stopping.
Doing all these fakes, and they're all just hauling ass. It was crazy.
It was Vitala. What was the third guy's name? I can't remember.
They had the little dude. I forget the third guy in Colin.
Yeah. Vitala was.
And it would just part like the Red Sea, and then they would just take off. But it was never like, Ryan Matthews was incredible, having been just on the sideline. But even a Ryan game, like he'd have a big run, but he'd have a lot of like 6-7s. You know, I swear to God, those Colin teams, and same with the Boise passing game, every offensive play felt like minimum 17 yards. It was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
It's like they would get down the field in like 6 plays. So it'd be like they'd have sweet drives, but it would be just boom, 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 touchdown. It was never like the hardball, like power, power, slant, slant.
Home runs, you know, on the ground.
It was crazy.
Yeah. I think it's a great question. I'll probably think of an answer after this too, but one of my main takeaways from live sports is specifically basketball, is that television does not do justice for how little room there is to operate. So guys that can like get to the basket, it's crazy. Like on TV, it looks like there's space, but when you watch a game up close in person, basketball, like the arms, you realize there is no space on a basketball floor. None. It's a miracle anybody ever gets to the basket. It's really crazy.
They're the best athletes in the world. I don't think it's close.
No different than when you try, we talk about this all the time, you do some crossovers while you're playing, while you're practicing your own basketball, and then you play pickup, and you're like, oh my God, I can't get by anybody.
It's, yeah.
So. All right. Good mailbag. That's what we got for the mailbag today. Great questions, everybody. Put some more on iTunes. Go to the Facebook And Haberman and Middlecoff on Facebook, promo code HAM, the Facebook page. The link is in the description. And, yeah, good hanging, everybody. Good mailbag.
Peace.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.